Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you have not heard it yet, Ben Carson, I don't know if you can see this, Ben Carson, let me get the light right there if I can see it. There we go. Man, I just can't hold it right. There he goes, One Nation. Wrote about One Nation. I think it's going to take a brain surgeon. You know, we always had a joke. This is not brain surgery. I think this is brain surgery.
Pretty close.
Well, he wrote this book, One Nation, and I'm reading it. As you can tell, I got it all tabbed up. But he's a Christian pragmatist, and you know, pragmatism is wisdom, I believe. You know, it's like first this, then that, then this is the proper application. He served in Regents University with Pat Robinson and all the ones that are there. One of the definitely renowned in the U.S., but I think even in the world. Mm-hmm. And he has some real great wisdom for us to learn about how to express our views and how to have empathy. And how to listen to people talk and not just run over them with our viewpoints. And just because we're listening to somebody does not mean we're compromising our values. And if God loves that person, then we need to hear where they're coming from. But they also need to hear where we're coming from. And so he talks about how to do that, how to actually share your views in a very practical way. But there's one particular part of the book yet, and I just heard a brief part of this part. I hadn't got to it yet, but he's a brain surgeon. And he said he can go down into your brain and put some probes in there and cause you to start reading off a book that you read before, and you'll read it from cover to cover. Because your brain...
Wait, say that again?
Help us out.
We're not brain surgeons. Isn't it good they're actually with us?
Yeah. We're not brain surgeons.
Well, some people.
We know that you're a brain
surgeon. Some people.
Tell us.
Well, he said that he can take these probes and put it in your hypothalamus or something like that.
Oh, hypothalamus? Who?
You spell that?
It's like, come on, you got degrees, man. No, hey. Pat and our challenge here.
They gave those away.
But you puts it down like your hypothalamus and stimulates the brain to begin to remember things. And he said, your brain never forgets. So if you ever read this book before, he can cause you to start talking and you start reading this book, which is amazing. I sure needed that in school.
Are you conscious during this time?
I guess your mouth. Well, yeah.
Just your mouth proving
doesn't
your
mean
brain.
You're conscious. We proved it in America that you can be unconscious and actually in America, right?
True.
You are not conscious right now. There's no way you could be conscious. But yeah, you can actually, and he says, you'll read it from cover to cover. Of course, Pat Robinson was interviewing. He goes like, "No, this couldn't be." And he goes, "Do it to me,
do it to me."
Yeah, all right.
And this is the big thing he was proving in that point when he was actually talking about his book. As part of it was that means it matters what you put into your mind because it never goes away.
Oh,
it
wow.
never goes
it.
Away. Which means you can't just look at anything. You can't just. You know, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to put stuff, and people say, what's this big deal? They're not going to change me by putting this kind of media up and putting this in movies and putting that. Listen, if it never goes away, if it becomes a part of your memory forever, think about it. Then certain moments, certain things could bring it back up again. Either way, it's there. So why do that, you know? And anyway, in this book, he talks about different things such as that and just practical type things. You know, if we really care about the future, we need to care about tomorrow's future, which is the young people, and speaking in their lives and raising them up in a way and educating them so that they can actually be future leaders. Mm-hmm. He talks about, you know, he talks about it. Then he actually gives, okay, here is a practicum. Let's go do this. Now take these four steps. You know, one thing he talks about is go out and find someone that has a different view than you and listen to them and try not to be a bully. And so many people who call themselves conservatives or Christians, or I mean, you know, conservatism, face melting, a Christian, that they're just so rude. And what they're talking is like, we're supposed to be knowing about our love. I mean, why would we be yelling at someone? And besides, you know, outside of him, you are them. So there's nothing any different than you, than this person that you're talking to outside the grace and the forgiveness and mercies of God. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about, we got to begin to think about how do you talk to someone that has different viewpoints than you? How do you listen to them? Whether they listen to you or not, one way to do that is to listen to what they're saying and understand, even though you feel, and it pretty much could be, that it's based, what they're believing is based on a lie, but understand it could be a lie that they believe. and if it's a lie that they believe, then they're coming from this viewpoint, and you got to, okay, that's why they're not, you're just crazy. Well, that's not going to solve nothing. If that's what they believe, that's what they believe.
Their perception is their reality. So.
Exactly. And so you listen to them, and you can even repeat, oh, this is what you say about this, this is what you're saying. And then you give them that time. Guess what they're going to give you? They're going to give you time, because part of healing me is hearing me, and you can share your viewpoints at that point. They may or may not receive it, but you just earn a right to speak because you listened, and it's important to listen. And Jesus listened all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. he listened all the time, and he would even listen to the Pharisees talking all of that. And so I just want to encourage you, if you haven't got this book yet, you know, I encourage you to get it. It is A Christian Pragmatist, a brain surgeon. I mean, if anything we need right now in America is a brain surgery, heart surgery and brain surgeon. He is known for a lot of things, but one thing is dividing Siamese twins, two children that were formed at the foreheads, and he actually successfully divided them. And imagine how intricate that had to be for that to be able to take place.
First time ever done.
First time ever done. And he talks about it. It took a team to do this. That everybody couldn't do it. Nobody had full knowledge, so they had to learn how to work together. And as they're working through this process, that they had to say, okay, I default to your gift. I default to your gift. And through that, they came through that. And that's what we have to do. We have to understand nobody has all the answers. So that's why we have to come together. Every joint supplies in the body of Christ. And I think it's just brilliant, you know, and just it's there's nothing like just wisdom right now and, mm-hmm. and intelligence and Christian intelligence and pragmatism, because we got to practically work our way, you know, through what's going on. But you can get us One Nation. We'll make access to it available on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and you see the torch in the menu. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.